We are going to go looking for a croc, Kales.
I'm feeling very nervous.
This is an exciting experience. Neither of us have seen one in the wild before.
I mean, there's a reason for that, because you're not meant to go looking for them.
Look, I want to do it safe. We've gotten suggestions of where to go. I'm thinking first up Mackay Harbour.
But we're no experts, mate.
No. And that's why I want advice on, one, what to look for, but two, you know, you seem worried, so making sure you stay safe. So I've got Daniel Brettle from Brettle's Wild Farm with us.
Okay.
First up, Daniel, do you think our chances are good of actually finding a croc?
It's not too bad. I mean, the population's actually getting reasonably sort of high in the area. So,
Jesus.
Up your way, probably obviously not as good as around Prossy area. Believe it or not, Prossy River's meant to have the highest population of crocodiles on the east coast of Australia. So,
jeez, okay.
So that's right. Where we go if we can't find anywhere else.
So I've just found out that crocs can actually eat a cow. That was only yesterday I found that out. And I'm really terrified about what they'll do to a Kaylee.
Yeah, we need a fairly big crocodile. I mean, the reality is, I think no one in history has been killed by one under 3.5 metres.
Okay.
Generally, most people are killed by stuff 4 metres plus.
Okay.
So they're big crocs, you know. And once you hit that 4 metre mark, you're starting to get a really solid animal. It's not a little animal anymore. So.
Okay. So Daniel, we are thinking. I'm thinking first off, because Kaylee's been so scared. I don't want to be too risky, so we might go to the Mackay Harbour first. What do we need to be looking for?
The best probably thing to do right at the moment, because it's nice and cold. If it's a little bit sunny in the morning, they'll be up trying to sun themselves and get warm. So hopefully they're sitting on the banks, you know.
Jesus, so don't get close.
Okay, so we get there as soon as the show finishes, you reckon?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, obviously it depends on the day. Like if it's really overcast day, there's no benefit being on the land or in the, like, it's a real temperature thing at the moment because
right.
They're cold-blooded. If it's nice and warm out, they climb out. If it's not that warm out, they just stay in the water. So they really pick where the better temperature is at the moment because, you know, obviously we're in winter.
So I used to have some lizards living outside of my house, and they would come out and sort of like half hide but also sun themselves, like finding the really sunny spot but still being sheltered. Is that what a croc does, or are they just hanging it all out there?
Not so much like a lizard. He's a little bit more threatened by things, so
croc, you know,
he's going to eat him, so he wants to escape. But a crocodile's a little bit more confident, so, you know, especially the big ones. I mean, you're a 4 metre crocodile, you don't have to worry about too much.
And do we have any of those here?
Oh, yeah, they're around here.
Oh, jeez. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay, Daniel, yeah. So if they're in the water, is there anything we can look for at all?
Not a lot, because really what...
a shadow in the deep?
Yeah, the problem is what they're all about is stalking you. They want to make sure that you don't see anything. So
sounds like my ex-boyfriend.
Oh, God. It got dark. Daniel, what if we go to the water and I just get a long stick and poke it into the water?
Oh, my gosh. If Sam comes back with hand.
Splashing helps attract them, so.
Oh, yeah, cool. I'll throw some rocks.
In.
Oh, I'm not jumping in. Oh, yeah, Daniel, I don't know if this is going to help us, but we'll hit up Mackay Harbour first. It seems like the safest place. Thanks for all your advice, as always, Daniel from Brettle's Wild Farm.
Yeah, no worries. You're welcome at any time, eh?